Dad, I have a question. How do utility bills and water bills work?
Hi, everybody. I'm Spencer.
And I'm Luke.
Welcome to Dad, I have a question. And in today's episode, Luke is asking about utility bills. What makes you ask about utility bills?
I saw you paying the bills and I was wondering how they worked.
Okay, so electricity, gas, which gas, by the way, is like helps heat houses and it helps with the stove and cooking and stuff, and water. Those three things are typically called utilities. And there might be another thing that's a utility, but those are the three that come
to mind. For
today,
we'll just talk about it. We can just talk about these.
Okay. And you know when you play Monopoly,
there's water. There's electric company and waterworks.
Exactly. So, and what are those called in Monopoly?
They're the utilities.
Exactly. Okay. So they're a little funky. They're different than the properties or the railroads, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you think they're different? What makes utilities different from other... Like a normal adult pays, I don't know, 20, 30 bills a month, maybe more. But these utility bills are a little bit funky. They're a little bit different. What do you think is different about them?
Well, instead of just getting them once, like a house, you have to pay them over and over again, which kind of separates them from a different average. Like, for example, I'm thinking of Monopoly again here. Like, when you buy the utilities, it's a little different than just like pay $200 to buy this house. It's like,
okay, so it's recurring.
It's like roll the dice and pay twice it. Like it's really different.
So it's a recurring payment.
Yes.
What else, it's monthly, for example. What else is unique about them?
Well, I mean, it's something that's... I don't know how to explain this, but it's not something that...
They're all
related to your house.
Okay, right. They're all related to the house, exactly. And then the other thing that you probably wouldn't realize that makes them kind of different is typically the companies that provide the utilities. Let's talk about that for a second. So, like, the water company. Okay, when you move into a new house, do you choose which water company to get water into your faucet? Or is the water just there?
I don't think it's there. Does it come with it?
It is. It's just there.
Really?
There is just... How many companies... Like, let's say we want to change the water company. Can we change the water company?
I would think so.
You can't. No.
Wow.
There's only one company that supplies the water. There's only one company that supplies, typically, the electricity or the gas. And so these are... What's it called when there's just one company that has, like, all the market share of that thing?
Well... they have a monopoly.
Yeah, they have a monopoly. It's a monopoly.
Like the game Monopoly.
Right.
For people who don't, like, really understand what that word means, it's basically means that they have all of it. It really relates to supply and demand, actually, because, like, if they're the only one that's charging you, they have a little bit of, like... It's like, think of it like building houses and hotels on your properties. When you have a monopoly, you can charge more for what you want people to give you, basically.
Okay, so they're typically regulated monopolies, which means that unlike other services that you might that an adult might pay, other bills they might pay, they typically don't have much choice. They sort of only have one company for each of these services. And they kind of have to pay them if they have a house. And why do you think there's only one company that, say, supplies the water for
example?
Because
then it would be like a price war almost. If everyone was selling you the water, then it would be like cheaper and cheaper, and the government doesn't really want that.
Well, no, the government would love it to be cheaper for people. That's not really...
They wouldn't charge them cheaper, would they?
No, I would say, think for a second about where the water comes from or the electricity comes from.
Oh, there wouldn't be any water. There wouldn't be enough water.
Is it practical for there to be like 20 companies that could, you know, that...
Not at all.
Right. There are some things that are monopolies, like the train system. Like, it's not practical to have lots of different companies operating different trains, right? So, or water or electricity or other utilities are typically regulated monopolies. So in California, for example, for the electricity, the government declares there's one company. It's called PG&E, and that's the electric company for, I think, all of California or most of California.
We sometimes drive by something, it's called the Department of Water and Power.
Yeah, exactly. So they regulate the utilities. They get to decide how much those utilities charge. So that was going to be my next question, which is, if it's a monopoly and there's only one water company allowed or one electricity company allowed, you would think they could charge whatever they want because that's what monopolies can do. But the government doesn't want that to happen because that wouldn't really be fair to consumers, right?
Yeah.
So the government actually decides.
Because they want them to be one. If they're going to say there has to be one water company, then they kind of need to make it fair for everybody.
Exactly. So the government actually chooses which companies are the utilities and decides how much they're allowed to charge to people. And so that's what makes utilities different than other companies. Okay, so the bill comes at the end of the month and it's from the water company or electricity company, and it says, what do you think it says on it? For our house.
You owe this much money on your electric bill.
Based on what?
How much water or electricity you use.
Right. So it's based on usage. Okay. So the interesting thing about it is it's not just based simply on usage, it's based on graduated pricing as usage increases. So for example, let's say, and I'll show you this the next time we get one of these bills, but the first 100 gallons of water, they might charge, I don't know, $10 a gallon. The next 100 gallons of water, they might charge $20 a gallon.
Because now that you're using the water more, they want to charge more.
Exactly. So why?
Because they know, oh, you're not just never going to use your water ever. You're actually going to use it now. So
okay. So why do they charge more? The more you use, they charge more per gallon or more per kilowatt of electricity, as you use more. Why would they do that?
Because they want to, it's kind of like how a monopoly works. You're using it and you need to use it so they can charge you more for it and make more money.
Yes, but remember, the government sets the pricing, right? So why would the government decide to charge more if you use more water?
They want to stop you from wasting water.
Exactly. They basically want you to use less, so they charge you a lot more. So you're like, oh my gosh, look how expensive the water bill is. And this happens around here a lot, right? Have you ever heard me say that? Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, what do I say?
Like, this is a big bill.
this is a big water bill. We have to use less water. This is a big electricity bill. We have to use less electricity, right?
Stop wasting water.
And then I turn off the lights and I say, you know, take shorter showers or, you know, don't water the grass. Or actually, what did we do with our grass?
We got fake grass,
right? What's one of the reasons we got fake grass?
Well, to be fair, there's a lot of great benefits of fake grass, but you don't have to water fake grass.
Yes, we should probably do a whole episode on fake grass because this is one of my favorite decisions that we've made at our house, is switching from real grass to fake grass. Anyway, okay, but one of the benefits is use less water. Okay, so one of the funky things.
How do you get off topic? You're talking about utilities and then boom, you're talking about fake grass.
Okay, so what's unique about utilities? Number one, they're recurring payment. You pay them every month. Number two, it's not really a free market with lots of different companies competing for your business. Instead, it's a regulated industry. Number three, the pricing is set by the government, the regulator that decides how much that company can charge. Number four, it's actually charge more the more you use in order to discourage you from using it, which is different from a normal company. Normal companies encourage you to use their products, and here utilities actually want to use less of their products.
Well, the utilities don't. The government is telling the utilities.
That's true. So anyway, so the bill comes and you pay it, and different people pay bills in different ways. The way I do it is I use an app on my phone with my bank, and with a couple taps on the phone, it sends them a paper check or a wire through your phone. Some people write paper checks. Some
people use credit cards. How do they figure out how your lights or water is being used?
Excellent question. Okay.
And after that, are there any differences between in the bills of water and power, because they're not exactly the same.
They operate basically the same. They check usage and then they charge you a price per.
And how do they check their usage?
Okay, so some of them, I think water, if I'm not mistaken, they are able to monitor because there's like a sensor that that tells how much is coming into the house from the water line on the street. Mm-hmm. But some of them, like gas, believe it or not, and this is kind of crazy, they send a guy to your house. And this happened just the other day. I was walking out of our front door, and there was a guy that walked up our driveway and walked to the side of the house to check the gas measurement. And he's like, oh, I'm just here to check the gas, sir. And he had like a badge and like a clipboard and stuff. And he showed me his badge because I was like, well, why are you in our house or, you know, on our property?
Yeah.
And he went and checked this little gauge. I can show you. It's on the side of the house next to the trash cans. And it showed how much gas we'd been using. And he writes it down on a little clipboard or app or whatever. And it's crazy that they have to do that and send people physically.
They have to get a new way to do that.
They have to.
This is the 21st century, everybody.
So anyway, at some point, that guy will probably be replaced by some sort of a sensor. But for now, they actually send somebody to the house to check it. Okay, I think we have covered utilities. Let's wrap up. Luke, your question was...
How do electricity bills and water bills work?
And utilities. What is your answer, briefly?
Well, the usage is checked either manually by a person or by a sensor, and depending on how much you use, you have to pay a specific bill to the water company that increases the more of that thing that you use.
Mm-hmm.
And the government there's only one person who does each thing. Like, there's only one electricity company, for example,
mm-hmm.
that you can get your power from. And they would have a monopoly, but the government regulates their pricing so that they can't make it too expensive. But they can also make it, the government wants to make it more expensive to discourage usage of water and electricity.
Perfect. Good explanation. Thanks, everybody.
Bye. And wait, keep giving your podcast suggestions. Tweet it to Spencer Askoff.
Bye.
Bye.